Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to session 5072, the Minamata Convention on Mercury Implications for the Environment, Occupational Health, and Dental Public Health. I'm Scott Tomar, chair-elect of the APHA Oral Health Section, and I'll just be moderating things here. It's a little different lineup from what's in the printed program, if anybody looked at that, but I'll be going through who the speakers are. I've got nothing to disclose. Unfortunately, no financial benefits from this. So just a little bit of background. Certainly there's been a lot of concern, and it's been mentioned in several of the sessions I've been to at this conference, increasing concern about the neurotoxic effects of methylmercury that's formed in the environment from introduction of mercury into the environment in the water and soil and so on. And it's the concern about these neurotoxic effects has led to a worldwide movement to try to control and ultimately eliminate the use of mercury in commerce. So the UN Environmental Program convened a signing conference that has come to be called the Minamata Convention on Mercury. Actually, the most recent convention. I know there's another one another meeting that's coming up shortly, but in October 2013 was the most recent signing conference. And then the ultimate goal of this treaty was to commit the world's governments to protect human health and the environment from anthropogenic emissions and releases of mercury and mercury compounds. And this has been ongoing for several years now, but as of last week, the Minamata Convention on Mercury has been signed by 128 nations, and actually found out just this morning that it's now been ratified by 9 nations, so... So already just in the past week, another nation has ratified this. It goes into effect when ratified by 50 nations. And the reason that we wanted to convene this conference is to really discuss some of the public health and dental public health implications of this, because among the many provisions of this convention, it seeks to curb mercury emissions from coal-fired power plants and industrial facilities, probably the major source of mercury being introduced into the environment. It seeks to close all mercury mines within the next 15 years after the treaty goes into effect. It seeks to phase out many consumer products that contain mercury. And then after a period of negotiation, the provisions of the Minamata Convention call for the phase down of the use of mercury in dental amalgam. So the objectives of this session is to describe the history of these efforts to reduce the amount of mercury in the environment, identify the role of dental amalgam in efforts to reduce the amount of mercury entering the environment, talk about the problems and benefits of amalgam and other types of restorative materials such as composites to restore teeth affected by dental caries, and finally to describe the efforts to reduce mercury exposure to dental health care workers. Our speakers, and I'll be doing the introductions of these as they come up, but our speakers today is Dr. Howard Pollack, Dr. Linda Casti, Dr. Mark Mitchell, and Dr. Dan Meyer.